So why is SEO important? And if you haven't heard of SEO, again, that's like search engine optimization. Now, what that is basically Google, you know, getting basically your website ranked in Google, or getting whatever you're trying. It could be a video ranked in Google. It's, you know, a real essential part of business these days. And it's often forgot about, reason being because it's probably one of the harder things or the more time consuming things to do. Now, does that make it less important? No, it does not. Because of the simple fact of doing SEO, especially for your videos and for your website, essentially, like any business that has a longevity and has a long-term goal of being successful, it meaning you are starting a business and you want it to be longer than a year, so it could be 2, 3, 4 years and higher, then you need to have a website and you need to do SEO, right? Because what that's going to do is going to get you organic traffic, right? And it's going to get you organic traffic from Google, Bing, many different search engines, right? And then even Alexa. Like, as the voice skills come along and voice skills start getting involved, they're going to actually have better search properties, right? So understanding that is going to actually get you a better avenue. And it's going to get you a better way to go about it and actually, you know, get the traffic and get the customers that you need. Now, if you look at it, a business needs traffic, and traffic equals customers. Traffic equals attention, really. So the attention goes to the business. And then if your business is able to convert the attention to actual paying customers or clients or whatever, buying your services or products, that is exactly what you want, right? So you can't understand where your process is broke unless you have things like this in place, because basically you could be having a really, really good process, but if you don't have the attention, you don't have the traffic per se going to that actual website, then it doesn't help you any. Now, the reason I say SEO is actually a forgotten tool that is needed is because of the simple fact of a lot of people can sit here and say, yes, I'm going to go with paid traffic left and right. Paid traffic being Facebook ads, Instagram ads, YouTube ads, Google PPC, anything like that, you're going to pay for. Now, again, anybody can pay for an ad, but are you an ad expert? Do you know your audience? Do you know who your target people are, right? So how do you determine that? What's the most cost-effective way to do that? Is to actually put the pixel, your Facebook pixel, on your website, get your website ranked in Google, learn who's visiting your website. The pixel will get seasoned before you spend even a dollar to it. Then you then have a custom audience you can build on your Facebook ads and then start targeting that audience, because these people are people that have visited your website, right? So if you're looking at a productive avenue, most people look at it as counterproductive. They do paid ads first instead of SEO first, right? So if you do SEO first to your actual website and get organic traffic to it, then you save yourself so much money because of the simple fact of you're not wasting money with paid traffic. Now, again, you do have to pay a little bit for SEO when it comes to it, but if you're doing a business and you have a long-term goal for the business, you want to understand the best way to go about it, right? So seasoning the pixel and seasoning even, whether it be a tracking code for Google for PPC or whether it be for actual traffic for Facebook ads or Instagram, the Instagram and Facebook are going to go off your Facebook pixel. Again, so understanding, having those in place and having those actually getting seasoned from people going to it is just going to help you. Even if you start with both, you can run your SEO and get organic traffic going to your website, and then also run Facebook ads or YouTube ads in tandem with that as well. So you can actually be doing paid traffic and do organic traffic at the same time, and learning who your audience is and season your pixel and grow twofold instead of the single fold that everybody is telling you to do. Everybody's sitting there telling you to do, oh, just do paid traffic, just do Facebook ads to your landing page, or Facebook ads to your product page or your e-commerce or whatever the case may be, but they're not actually, how do you know that's going to convert, right? It's a simple theory. I've heard Russell Brunson say this himself. He can't tell you if a funnel is going to work if until he spends about $1,000. He spends about $1,000 in the funnel. He lets it sit for probably a week or two and see how it does. And then he analyzes his funnel, and then he tweaks his funnel, spends another $1,000 or $500, and finds out, you know, how that's working. And he finally tweaks it, and gets it right. Now, when he gets it right, he's obviously creates a great success for what he's doing. But we all don't have that big amount of money to pay for paid traffic. And we all don't know our audience like Russell Brunson knows his audience, right? So again, when it comes down to it, paid traffic may be good for some things, and it is, I'm not knocking it by far, because it does help you out. But understand, you can do this a much better way with doing SEO, search engine optimization. Let Google do the work for you. When somebody types in something, a keyword for that matter, it will then that keyword will actually trigger and go to your website for either an article, a page, or whatever you're going to. And it will actually drive, you know, the actual organic growth to that, right? So as your organic growth goes to that, and as the attention goes to that, then you're basically going to, all the people that visit your website are going to get on your pixel. And you can actually season your pixel, and you can actually go through and say, okay, I want a custom audience based upon everybody who's visited my website and spent more than 25% of time on my website. So you can actually, you know, nail it down to the people that really, really are engaged with your website if you wanted to. It's really, really simple. When it comes down to doing Facebook ads and doing paid, that way you kind of save money on that, right? You know directly who your audience is. So if you do a custom audience off organic people that come into your website, and then you say, okay, people that have been on my website and people that have spent 25% on, you know, are greater on my website, then basically you can say, okay, now I'm going to make a lookalike audience for that, and then blow that up to like 1 million people, and then try to do your Facebook ads from there, and then see where you go. You already have the actual seasoned pixel from that, right? So this is kind of where, you know, the two work hand in hand, but one is forgotten, meaning the SEO side of it is forgotten, because again, everybody thinks it is just rank your website, get it up in the top pages of Google, and then magic things happen. Well, it's not necessarily that. It's more like a well-rounded machine. When you think about it, everything works together in tandem. Everything works together. So you can have SEO working for your website. You can have it pixeled. You can have your Facebook ads. And matter of fact, you can have your Google tracking code, you know, get that seasoned as well. Because again, when you're running PPC, you need to know who your audience is. You need to know who your demographic is. And if you're going to start doing paid traffic and you're just starting off with like basically throwing darts and you have no target, you don't know where you're going. So just understand with traffic, with knowing that, is the best thing, the best implementation is if you're going to start something, start on both at the same time. If you're really, really aggressive, start them at the same time. Start your SEO at the same time as you're starting your paid traffic. And understand that. But if you're super, super aggressive on that as well, or even if you're not super aggressive, just start with your SEO. Start out doing your SEO, get your website ranked, and then make sure you put your pixel on from day one, your Facebook pixel, and put that on there for your website, and then get that seasoned as you're growing, right? And then when you want to, being that you're trying to save money and you're growing, as soon as you want to start doing paid traffic, you already have a built audience. You already have a built-in audience. You know who your audience is. You know who your demographic is. There's no guessing. You're not throwing darts at a dartboard that is not there. You're literally shooting fish in a barrel. It's that simple. It is and does take a little bit more time and effort, but that is the time and effort that is making people millions of dollars. And then instead of those who are just throwing basically money in Facebook, you might as well go ahead and buy a lottery ticket at, you know, down the street. Now, I'm not saying that Facebook ads don't work, but I'm saying the proper way to do Facebook ads is to have and know your audience, right? You need to know your audience. And how do you do that? What is one tool that you can use to know your audience when you're spending money on something that you need to get a return on investment in, right? You ever heard of ROAS, right? Yeah, ROAS is on Facebook is definitely something that you need to know about, right? If you haven't heard about that, and attribution, something you probably need to check out when you talk about, and we're going to talk about this, like Google it now. If you haven't heard of ROAS and you haven't heard of attribution in Facebook, Those are two things that will save you on your cost. It will save, it will help you understand your cost per conversion and understand if you put a dollar in, are you getting a dollar out? Are you putting a dollar in and losing a dollar? Are you putting a dollar in and getting $22 back? It's, again, it's very much something that is there for you. And I just wanted to make sure that, that you really got the best and understand exactly what, you know, you can do to have a better atmosphere, right? To understand the better play here, right? The deeper play that a lot of people do, the big people, the big fish in the pond are doing this and not doing what you think they're doing. They're not just throwing money into Facebook ads. They're not just doing Facebook ads and then coming back and just and winning, you know, just because they know their audience. They just happen to be, you know, have this special tool that just got created last week and they know how to tweak it and they know how to do this special configuration to give me all this data for an audience and know who your target audience is right off the bat. No, that's really, you know, that's selling you something fake. And let's be honest, what I'm saying makes perfect sense, right? Build a website, have your website, put your pixel on it from day one, do your SEO, get your audience. As soon as your audience is there, you get enough traffic from organic traffic. You can build a split test audience off of that, or build a lookalike audience off of that. Start doing split test off of that, and then literally start putting your paid traffic on that. Now, the whole time you're getting this organic traffic, you're still making money because you have organic traffic to your website. And then as you're doing your organic traffic to your website, you're making money, and then you can put that money towards your paid traffic and then double down on your paid traffic. So with your ROAS, again, if you're putting a dollar in, if you're getting $4 to $5 back, then that shows you that the machine is working. That shows you that everything is working properly. And by the way, you can capture email and then target email a certain way as well as far as that, and even triple down on what you're doing here. Now, this is why I prefer to start out with my major clients, with the people that are really, really vested in their business and try to grow and get better. I highly recommend what to do is to do the same process, right? Now, I'm a person who always starts with a website. I always start with doing my SEO first, even though it's the most labor intensive, even though it's the thing that is the slower progression. It takes a little bit of time, but if you start today, literally it's no time, like it like every single day you take a step forward and you grow and get better and you're growing your website and you're getting more things gone, you know, taking place, then the better it is. The more it actually, you know, you look back a year from, you know, look back a year from now and you can say, okay, well now my business has grown because my website is well established. I have all this organic traffic. I've started to do paid traffic because I know my audience. I'm starting to make tons of money because basically I know who my target audience is, and if I have a good product, it's going to win. So if you know you have a good target audience and you know everything's working, the only thing that's stopping you from actually winning is having a great product, right? If you have a great product, it's just about getting the attention to you. And I highly recommend doing the one thing that nobody is doing except for the big dogs, except for the people that are in the big pond, and they're just literally the big fish swimming around and winning, and they're actually getting everything that they know because they know they can see where everything is. It's that simple because they literally have done this exact process. So again, when it comes down to it, SEO is super, super important and is very underestimated these days. I use it all the time and it works hand over fist. And I'll, again, this is a process that I do for my clients. And again, when I discuss this with my clients, it's a show, and you really have to show this process. Now, I'm telling you and talking to you about this process because a simple fact of this is a podcast. And when you understand the process, the more you start getting educated about this and the more you start actually implementing it, you'll start seeing these things start turning. And literally, it's like a well-oiled machine working and working and working. And just literally, you're putting in a dollar, you're getting $2. Next day, you're putting in $3. Next day, you're getting $6 back. And you're putting in $6, you're getting $12 back. And it just literally keeps growing and growing and growing. And before long, you're putting in $1 and getting $22 back. I mean, there literally is, I mean, I can show you data about that, right? I can show you Facebook data on how that's done. But again, when it boils down to it, this is really a really good, solid implementation and a way to go about it that most people highly they underestimate and they just overlook every single day because they think it's not valuable. Now again, SEO, search engine optimization, again, is not an easy task because you have on-page SEO, you have off-page SEO, you have different types. But again, organic traffic is organic traffic. Now, whether you can get that organic traffic on Facebook, which is great, or Instagram, that's great too. But again, having Google do the work for you is just that much more efficient too, because the number one tool, the number one search engine in the world is Google. And the number one thing you can do is get their attention and get everybody that's searching on that platform every single day, get them to actually come to your website and get your, you know, get their attention so that you can spread your message to the world and show the world exactly what you have. That's really what it's boiling down to. If you have a great product, you have to get the eyes on it. And if you don't have the, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 to start up with, you know, trying to find out your, you know, your Facebook ad demographic, if you don't have that kind of money to start out, and oh, by the way, it's still a crapshoot from there, then you might as well start out with SEO and a good solid plan, because this is a safe avenue for you to actually start and grow and get better. Now, again, a lot of times people don't talk about these things because, again, they're not exactly the flashy things that most people want to hear. This is real life, right? This is real stuff that works every single day of the week, right? Now, if you know your audience, like some of these people, they, you know, the higher ups, like I said, Russell Brunson knows his audience. Other people, they like Tony Robbins, I'm sure, knows his audience. He has a huge following too. Gary Vaynerchuk knows his audience. And it's the same thing, right? But the same purpose is, if you finding your audience, if you're starting a business from ground floor today, if you don't start a website, you do not put your Facebook pixel on that website from ground zero today, whenever you start, then you are missing out on everything you're doing. So I say that in confidence because I've seen it time and time again. And I want to make sure that if you're hearing this, that you get this message through and you understand and maybe this will give you the shift to understand how to do this properly, right? Is SEO the proper way? Yes, SEO is something that can greatly, greatly help you. And I want to make sure that you know too, you don't have to just stop and do SEO. You can do SEO and Facebook ads at the same time, or SEO and YouTube, or SEO and whatever the case may be at the same time. You can do things in tandem if you want, but if you want to do things a really, really safe route, you can do SEO first and then do your Facebook ads after. But it's all completely up to you and completely up to your budget and your goals, right? So it's your business, it's your way to grow, it's your way to expand. I hope everybody has a great journey in this. And if you are one of these people that have went this avenue and spent all this money on paid traffic, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe this comment, this statement right here will be the eye opener that helped you. And either way, I just want to, you know, voice what I have seen work time and time again and what is efficient in what it does. This task works and is something that you need to understand and grasp and wrap your head around. We're not just going to stop here. We're going to talk about this further. But what I want to do is do it bite-sized segments, because you get brain overload and nobody likes to get in that, because it's a little bit too much to consume at one time. Even if you have to listen to this twice, I definitely, you know, recommend doing that, because again, it's value stuff that you're getting for business, right? In business, the more you learn, the more you grow to get better each and every day, you want to move towards your goal. So again, with that said, I'll be glad to help. And click the links below if you want to join the fam. And we'll see you on the next one.